We're going to go ahead and call to order the Three Bridges Public Infrastructure District Number 1. Today is May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone. It is, 11:05 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call could state their name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Larry, you want to start? You're the chair.
Larry Myler, board member.
Kevin Miller, board member.
David Hutchison with CLA.
That is
I'm switching
everyone.
Over.
Okay.
I'm switching over to my computer from my telephone.
Nope, you're good. You're good. That is everyone I show on the call. Chrissy, do we have any members of the public back at the anchor location?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, board, first up are the minutes from our February 10th board meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
They were accurate to my eyes.
Okay. Could we get a motion then, Larry?
I move to accept meeting minutes from last meeting.
Great. Thank you.
I second.
Thanks, Kevin. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up are the first quarter financials. So turn the time over to David from CLA.
Thanks, Michael. So for Three Bridges Public Infrastructure District Number 1, starting off in the balance sheet as of March 31st, 2025, we have in the general fund a developer advance receivable, $5,735, and a and moving to debt service, we have in the reserve fund 2024-1 is $1,921,823. In the reserve fund 2024-2 series, $1,612,162. And in the capitalized interest fund for the 2024-2 series is $3,695,199. In the capital projects fund, we had in the construction fund, the 2024-1 series, $16,536,447. In the construction fund for the 2024-2 series is $15,017,439. And in the cost of issuance fund for 2024 is $21,594. Moving on to the general fund, statement of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. We had legal expenses of $2,110, giving us a negative fund balance for the time being, $2,110. That will be taken care of once it's paid through that developer advance receivable that we showed. Let's see. Moving on to the debt service fund, schedule of revenues, expenditures, and changes in fund balances. Also, we have interest income, $31,310. And we have an ending fund balance of $7,229,185. And moving on to the capital projects fund, we have an interest income of $136,753, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $31,575,479. With that, let me open it up to any questions or anything you guys want to look at in more in depth.
Or do you guys have any questions that look good to you guys?
I don't have any questions about this. It's tracking as it should be for me.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Kevin, you good?
I'm good.
Okay, perfect. Could I get a motion then to accept the financials as presented?
I move that we accept financials as presented in this meeting.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Kevin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, real quick on the open and public meetings training. So state requires us to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. So we have to conduct the district business in an open and public setting where the public has the ability to come participate. We need to have a quorum. So obviously, two of the three constitute a quorum. We have to provide for public comment. If somebody does participate in one of the board meetings, we have to provide some period of time. Larry, as chair, you're the one who gets to set the time. Typically, we allot up to 3 minutes, but you have the ability to change that if you want it to be shorter than three. It could be whatever you decide. We have to post an annual meeting schedule. That way, the public can go on the Open and Public Meetings website. They can see when the meetings are scheduled. They can plan accordingly. They can also sign up to get notifications anytime we post an agenda or post minutes or anything like that. They would get notified. In the notices, we have to put the time, the place, of the meeting. We also have to provide a level of specificity in the agenda. So we can't just list something generic saying we're going to cover a resolution. We have to say what the resolution is. We have to give 24-hour notice on there for a regular meeting, for public hearings. For our district, it would be 7 days for a public hearing, and that typically is just going to cover the budget, would be why we would have a public hearing. We can do electronic meetings. We have the electronic meetings policy, so all of our meetings are going to be done electronically. We do have to have a representative of the district. So that will be Christy that will be at the anchor location. That way she can help if anybody shows up or needs any special accommodations. We do have to keep minutes and recordings. So the recordings have to be filed within 3 days after the meeting. The written minutes are considered the official minutes, and those get adopted at the following meeting. There could be a potential for a closed session. We've only had, I want to say, two closed sessions for any of the PIDs in the state. You have to have a two-thirds majority to go into a closed session. They typically revolve around strategy. So the strategy that you could close for would be for collective bargaining, any pending or reasonable litigation, if we're going to exchange property. As a district, so do appraisals, the district we're going to buy anything, if there were any water rights, we could go into close to talk about how we were going to acquire them, prices, appraisals, those kinds of things. Other items you can go into closed for would be any deployment of security personnel, devices, or systems. Any investigations to allegations or criminal misconduct, anything that would be protected under the procurement code, again, kind of relating back to appraisals, those kinds of things. If the development company was going to purchase land or procure anything that I guess a potential competitor could, listen, go in to meeting minutes and find out the strategy we could close. That way, the development company would be protected as well. So, those would be the reasons we could go in. Also, in closed sessions, we have to record those, we have to keep minutes. The only way somebody could get into those would be by a court order. So that's basically the open and public meetings training in a nutshell. You guys have any questions?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. That covers us for the 25 calendar year. So we should be good. We'll cover it again in the December meeting when we do the final budget. So do you guys have anything for us that we need to cover?
One thing we talked about removing Kevin, replacing Kevin on this board, as well as Ryan. I thought I set that in motion on my side with Heather, or maybe it was someone else. What's our status on that?
So I know the city is the one who has to replace them. Let me get with Matt on if we've sent the letter over there to their. I had thought we had, Larry, but
Okay.
let me find out kind of the status with the city, and we'll make sure it gets on the agenda and we'll push that through.
Okay, can you
Hopefully.
copy me and Kevin on that letter?
Yep.
That'd be
Yep,
helpful.
you will.
Anything else, Kevin, on that?
Nope, that's great.
One thing that I have, Larry, I sent you a reminder that I need the engagement letter for Haney and Company
Okay.
to perform the audit. So the audit's going to be simple, but they need an engagement letter to
Can
start.
you DocuSign me on that letter personally?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep. And I'm sending a reminder. So look, it'll come through share file and it's to the, what is it, lj@larrymyler.com. That's the email.
Yes.
So Kevin's already signed it. I just need you so I can get it over there to him.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Yep. And I'll call Matt right now and find out what's up with the city.
Wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All
Have a
right,
great.
could I get a motion to adjourn then?
I move to adjourn.
Thanks,
I
Larry.
second.
Thanks, Kevin. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Hey, good to see you guys.
All right.
You too.
Yes.
Thank you.